We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, DP, the NY Fanatic.
.105-103, Knicks go down.
105-107, sir. 105-107.
I thought it was 105-103.
No,
or was it 107-105?
Yeah, we lost. Yeah, 105-107.
107-105, Knicks go down on the plate. You know what, man? I was tight, too, man, because as the crowd was chanting F. Trae Young, I saw him taking it all in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was ready for it. And in the third quarter, second quarter, it got loud in there for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was hoping he doesn't get his revenge. And he got his revenge, bro. He got his revenge in the last play. I mean, really, the whole fourth quarter, because the whole fourth quarter was a Trae Young show. Between the free throws, he had two big assists for three-pointers, one to Bogdanovich in the corner, and one to DeAndre Hunter at the top of the key three. He got the call on RJ, which was a ticky-tack call, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then the last play of the game, he burnt Frank around the corner. There was no help defense and got a wide open layup for the win. It's just one game, bro. It's just one game, bro.
Yeah.
What do you think about it overall?
Yeah, no, it was definitely, you could tell the jitters were there for us, for sure. I got to give props to the Hawks. The only time I will give them props was they came out from the jump and they were playing well the entire game. And they were prepared for a team that, just like us, that have not been in it for quite some time. Trae Young in his first playoffs. I got to give him credit. He did a solid job, controlled the game. And you can tell we played a little nervous in the beginning. Nothing was going down. Poor Reggie had a rough game offensively for us. We talked about Julius many times. We're probably going to talk about him throughout the night. He had a rough offensive showing for today. RJ Barrett, to me, I feel like he had his moments, but he didn't really capitalize on him. He had that amazing dunk. He had some great offensive. He was hustling really well, rebounding, doing a lot of stuff, but I feel like he wasn't as aggressive as he should have been. The bench did what the bench does. You know, I was just really proud of, you know, us picking up the pieces when we were dropping them, and when your best player is not playing as well as he was, the bench was doing what they had to do, and that's all you could really ask for. And to only lose this game by 2 points with our best player having the shooting night he had, I'll take it. Like you said, it's one game. It's a seven-game series. Let's bounce back. I just hate losing game ones when we have home court advantage because I get those 2013 vibes all over again. But it's all good. I feel like we got a chance here. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
We're two evenly matched teams.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're definitely two evenly matched teams, and I'm with you. I'm just dialing into the phones. Phone lines are going to be up, 657-383-1509. We're getting that going. The thing is that, you know, as you said, not having Randle be at his best and still losing by two, I think you feel good about yourself going into the rest of the series. Because it is an evenly matched team. And I said in the pregame that this is going to come down to the benches. Mm-hmm. Whose bench is going to outplay the other? And I felt confident in the Rose Burks IQ triumphant. And, listen, they scored over 45 points. And I don't think there is a bench combination for the Hawks defensively that can slow this unit down. Because if you're gonna trap Rose, Burks is going to be your other ball handler ready to get it going. If you're going to trap Burks, Rose will get it going. IQ will get it going. So I like our chances there, bro. I definitely like our chances there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just tough, man. I agree with you. I wanted to see RJ get a lot more aggressive. Bullock as well. Bullock is our gun. We need Bullock to be on the money. Yeah. And he just wasn't there tonight.
I mean, 6 of 15 from RJ wasn't that bad. He gave us 11 boards. Like we were talking about before the series even started, we were talking about all hands on deck on the rebounding, and RJ Barrett, from the jump, you could see that they were limiting second-chance points in the beginning because RJ Barrett was getting the rebound while Nerlens Noel focused on boxing out Clint Capela, and it was working for the majority of that first half. Clint Capela and the others got away from us a little bit there as the second half went on, but, you know, for RJ Barrett to be 6 of 15, the three-point ball was hurting him today, 1 for 6. But yeah, like you said, I just wanted to see him be a little more aggressive because there was moments where he was doing a lot. He was doing a lot of the heavy lifting. He was helping Derrick Rose out before while Burks was on the bench. You got to give a big shout out to Taj Gibson, who I thought was doing a solid job against Capela there for a few possessions, especially when he came out earlier on. Like you said, man, it's frustrating the way we lost for sure, especially I'm sure for you being in attendance, because I can only imagine watching it. I was having serious FOMO, bro. I was wishing I was there. But yeah, man, but to lose by 2 points in that kind of a game, it hurts, but I'll take my chances with that. With Julius Randle going 6 for 23 and we only lose by 2, I feel good about that.
Yeah, man. Yo, listen, the Garden was electric.
Banging. That's crazy.
Shout out to everybody that was at MSG. Everybody that I ran into at MSG definitely was a good time. And the vibes was there, man. 15,000 strong. It was loud early. It'll be loud again on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I think that might have had the Knicks tight. You know, I think that might have had the Knicks tight for you know, the opening 8 minutes or so, because the shots just weren't falling. The shots were there for us in the early stages of the game. They just weren't falling.
Yeah.
But you know, give credit. Tibbs was not playing around, bro. 3 minutes into the first quarter, Elfrid Payton have a seat. Sit in the corner at the end of the bench, like you usually do. We got to get real now. We got to get serious. Brings in Derrick Rose. And that changed the tone of the game.
Yeah.
You know, that changed the tone of the game. It was interesting to see how the Hawks countered, because the thing is, when Payton came in the game, why Tibbs took him out so fast was because they had Collins on Payton, mm-hmm. and Collins wasn't respecting his shot. Mm-hmm. He was waiting for him to drive, and he already knew that if he drove, he had no shot there. So Tibbs, he pulled the eject button fast and got Rose back in the game, bro.
And it was that, and on top of that, I don't know about you, seeing it in person, Trae Young had like 3 early wide open shots, and I'm looking to see what Elfrid Payton is on the replay, and he just got lost for whatever reason. There's 2 guys on John Collins on one possession, and on the other possession he got eaten up by the screen that wasn't even that strong. So he wasn't giving it on the defensive end, and like you said, it was a liability on the offense. So yeah, Tom Thibodeau was not playing any games this time, and he took him out instantly. But then that draws the question that we've been asking all season: why not just cut the loss now? I feel like Emmanuel Quickley, who might not have the same kind of game in game 2, or you know, we can go to Frank Ntilikina and whatnot. Why not start with somebody else? Because I feel like why not just cut that loss with those 3 minutes? Shoot, was it 8 minutes he played tonight? Because, you know, it almost feels like a handicap at this point that we're just giving them a little head start every single time. And I know, you know, it'd be nice to start Derrick Rose, but we really need him to come off the bench with that second unit. So I don't know. It's like being a dead horse. But, man, in the playoffs, you're seeing it hits a little bit differently than the regular season.
For sure. I don't know. Do we go Burks first, or do we just go to, you know, rip the Band-Aid off, go to Rose? I think, you know, we should do that.
Yeah.
But then, as you said, the second unit, you kind of lose that spark. But, yo, I think Burks can get the job done
with
for
Quickley.
Us,
yeah.
Burks' IQ can get it done, sprinkling a little bit of Obi.
Yeah.
You want to get – I said move Frank up.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to rely on Frank to, you know, make a stop when he's ice cold.
Right.
Just move him up.
Right.
Yeah. Move him up, you know, move him up. You start Rose, you bring a second unit of Burks, IQ, Frank, and I think that helps us. It helps us get on to their shooters, the Snells, the Herders of the world, with Frank on playing defense. You still have him as a capable three-point shooter, And then you have Burks and IQ running as the playmakers. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah. I don't know. But the question is, are we going to see it happen? You know, we talked about it. We think Tibbs is going to stick to his unit to the end. But, man, it just feels like we're just giving these teams a head start. And seeing it in the playoffs, like I said, it's not the same as seeing it in a regular season game and having the heroics happen how they do. But I don't know. It just felt like I'm glad he did it. He took him out quick, but it's still I don't know. I'm not a fan of seeing that. Like we cannot have those slow starts and playing catch up the entire game. I don't like it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Ashley's on the Zoom.
Just sent an invite. Yeah, I got you, Ash.
And she's got to jump in the Discord. For right now, let's get to the people on the Discord. Let's jump in with King Deej. King Deej, what's going on, bro?
What's good? What's good? Can y'all hear me?
Clean.
I can't even hear myself. Oh, there we go. I can hear myself. What's up, man? Yo, first off, I know it's late. You know, the Wi-Fi. CP's in the hotel. CK yeah. got the little Wi-Fi tripping, but hit that thumbs up.
I don't think it's on my end. It could just be a technical glitch with DK side. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. We work with what we got, man. Hit that thumbs up button. The garden was electric. Unfortunately, I have my first vaccine. I don't get my second one until Wednesday. So I will be in there, God willing, if they make it to the second round. But we got ourselves a battle right here. I just wanted to tell everybody, relax. You know, everybody's panicking because it's only game one. I liked what I saw, except for what I saw from Randle. But I think it was just nerves. And I think, honestly, Randle was just in his own mind. Like, the vets came to play. They bailed him out. Burks, Rose, Taj, they bailed him out. So... even RJ, RJ didn't play efficiently, but RJ did a lot. A lot of stuff that didn't show up on the stats, he did. So, I'm not worried about the game. They only lost by two. What I am concerned about with Tibbs is, we can't let Trae Young just do whatever he want to do, guys. Like, we can't let him go downhill. He shot 1-3. It was a logo on Derrick Rose. I'm okay with that. That's a tough shot, but that's his range. But we can't let this man go downhill because if he goes downhill, then Clint Capella becomes a factor. We won the rebounding boards 49-42, so they did their job with that. But you gotta take away his floater game. He's clearly a floater god. He leads in the top five of the league in floaters. So I just want to see how Tibbs adjusts to that. We might have to treat him like Steph. You see how Memphis and the Lakers played Steph in the last two games. Just double him for somebody else because all credit to the Hawks. Obviously, they're a great shooting team. But none of those guys put the ball on the floor to do anything besides Lou Will. That was it. Everybody else is just spot-up shots. Create a shot off the dribble for three. They're not going downhill. Trae Young is downhill. Lou Will was downhill, and that hurt us a lot because they got a lot of points from that, bro. So hopefully Tibbs does the Steph Curry treatment. I don't want to see him go under because that kid got range.
That's right.
And it's got to be the Steph. He had a quick hook on Peyton, so nobody could be mad at that. That kid, Peyton played 8 minutes. Statistically, that's 2 minutes each quarter, bro. Nobody should be in here talking about Peyton. He's not even a factor. I'm upset with Frank for giving him the right. Like, stop giving. I don't understand why Frank always gives the person a strong hand. Like, I hate that. But we're going to be all right. Game two's on Wednesday. I'm not worried. I told y'all this is going to be a long series. I still got them winning in six, but Atlanta's no joke. So if y'all wasn't taking them seriously, you got to take them seriously now. Tim's got to readjust. The vets was there. The rookies. Let me shout out the pick that I wanted before I leave. Obi Toppin, man. All the disrespect, and this kid looked more ready than Randle tonight. And that's not a knock. I'm just saying. Obi Toppin's an older player, played longer in college. You know, he had the ankle injury to begin the season. No training camp. He looks solid out there, bro. Quickly, a flamethrower, as Wally Szczerbiak would say, man. Yeah. So, Randle, I just need you to get it together. Here's one good stat about Randle to make everybody feel better. From long breaks, he struggles that first game in. If you remember the Milwaukee game this year and in the last game of last year before All-Star break, he struggles. So, this is a real thing now. Like, it's real. He struggles after a long break. So they had a week off. Hopefully that does him better. I know y'all got more calls, so I just wanted to throw that out there. We good. Everybody relax, breathe. We in here. It's six right. games. Right. 6-7. All right, man. I'm out. Peace right. and love, y'all.
King Deej, Key DJ from Staten Island. Appreciate it, man. Yo, it's a series. What we want to do now is split the games, split the home, and then go down to ATL and make some noise, man. So as you said, yeah, Randall, he just wasn't in the rhythm, definitely wasn't comfortable out there. 15 points, 14 boards is not going to get it done for you. He's got to be better. I don't think it was anything that the Hawks did, you know, that threw him off defensively. I just think his shots weren't full and his decision-making wasn't crisp. This is the playoffs. Got to take it up a notch. So, Ash, how are we feeling out there, Ash? How you doing? What do you think about this game?
Listen, Papa Moss and I were having a heart attack watching this game. The cardiac Knicks struck again, this time in the playoffs. Look, there were a lot of good things that we did, and then there were a lot of bad things that we did. You know, I want to focus on the good first. I think, you know, the bench was fantastic. I mean, Derrick Rose, first of all, Burks, pay that man right now. Back up the Brinks truck. Whatever he wants, give it to him. I think that Derrick Rose obviously was there and full force, ready to go, kept us in the game.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good.
No, you're good. Somebody,
they were saying there's a chat, but I think you're good now.
Yeah, you're good.
They were saying I was loud. I don't know. I didn't touch anything.
Good.
So
you're good.
I just, you know, here's the thing with Julius Randle. Not a great game for him. 6 of 24. So that's not great. But also for me, look, you're not going to have the best offensive games from everybody, right? Everyone's not going to score the most points on the board. Julius Randle may not always be the top scorer of the night. But what I don't like that he did was that if you look at his stat line, I don't like the fact that if it's not your night, then be a floor general. Facilitate. Pass that ball out. If you look at his assists, he only had 4 assists the entire game, which means to me he was trying to make things happen that were not happening for him. He was trying to put up shots that were not going to fall. It was just not his night. So what do you do in that event? You go ahead and you become an assist machine. Pass it out to the guys with the hot hand. Keep the ball movement. Facilitate the ball movement. Pass back out. Kick it out. Keep the possession alive. The goal of every single possession is not who's going to score, who's going to have the most points. It is to score. That's all you have to do at the end of the day. Just give it to somebody who can get the points on the board. You don't have to be the guy to take the shot, especially if it's not your night. I think he has this hero mentality sometimes where he feels like he has to be the one. And if he's not the one, then he doesn't have a plan B. Always have a plan B. Also, I just feel like we were getting killed on the pick and roll. It was absolutely astronomical how we kept falling for the same trap at least 10 times in the same game. Ultimately, that was the play that won the Hawks the game. It was the exact same play. Look, you're not going to be able to defend 30 footers. You know, if a guy's chucking something up from the logo, it's hard to defend that. But if they are trying to get points in the paint, This is a New York Knicks defensive heavy team. If a guy wants to go ahead and score in the paint, you make it difficult for him. You bulldoze him. You don't let him get points in the paint. That's the one thing you should constantly be defending, and we did not defend the paint the way we should have tonight.
You're right. Well, first on the Julius thing, I think part of the, you know, the only the four assists because he just wasn't putting enough pressure on the defense. A lot of times when he's getting those double-digit or close to double-digit assist games is because he's attacking the basket. You know, he's making the proper reads out of the double team. And tonight, I just thought it was just too much one-on-one. He was trying to go to the baseline. That was his go-to move. It wasn't really falling for him. He did hit a big three down in the fourth quarter to keep us in the game for sure. But overall, he's just got to be better. You know, overall, he's just got to be better. So I agree with you on that. And, yeah, you're right. You know, pick and roll, they were shredding us on the pick and roll all game long, whether it was just, you know, Trey Young having, you know, open room to the basket to drop those floaters in. He was getting Capella and John Collins over the top of the defense. They were also screening the big. So Taj and Noel were getting jammed up on those pick and rolls as well. And so, you know, give credit to the Hawks. They were executing it well, and they had the guys to finish. But now it's on Tibbs to play that chess match, and let's see how we adjust. You know, again, do we throw some occasional traps at Trey? You know, maybe it's not all the time because, listen, the Hawks can throw a 5-man lineup out there where all of them can shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're dangerous. Yeah. They're a dangerous team. But if we might have to find our spots to maybe throw them off a rhythm a little bit, because the way he was going in game one, it was just too easy for him.
Yeah, you know, I saw some people on Twitter talking about double teaming, and here's the thing with double teaming. That's a double-edged sword. Double teaming works great when you are dealing with a team that really only has one or two shooting options on the court, right? So, and for example, if you double-team the Knicks and you double-team Julius Randle, that's going to affect their offense pretty heavily because that is one of the main scores. But if you double-team the Atlanta Hawks, you double-team Trae Young, yeah, you're going to kind of reduce some of the points that may be on the offense, but you got four of the guys on the court who can score. So you double-team Trae, which means one guy's wide open, which means that guy probably is going to be able to put up some points. So double-teaming is not something you necessarily want to do against a team like the Atlanta Hawks that is so shooting strong, shooting heavy, offensively powerful, if you will. You just have to go ahead and play the tightest defense you've ever played in your life. This matchup works because it's two opposite ends of the spectrum, right? You have the Knicks, who are a defense-heavy, defense strength of a team. Then you have the Hawks, who defensively aren't the strongest, but offense tends to be their strength. That's a match made in playoff heaven because it clicks. But that just means that one team has to go ahead and overcompensate for what they don't have. And if the Knicks want to go ahead and make this a series and they want to go ahead and stand a chance, they have to go ahead and play the best defense they've ever played in their life, because offensively, you cannot get into a shootout with the Atlanta Hawks. You will lose every single time.
Shout out to the New York sports guy in the chat. He sends a super chat. He says, Trae did what Randle should have did, facilitate and get others involved in the game early, then get your shots late in the game. This should have been RJ's game. Shout out to Junior Karoma. Definitely not feeling the Trae Young vibe. And, yeah, man, he got the last laugh, you know? That was the thing, you know? MSG was
I want his head on a platter.
MSG was definitely getting him, but he got the last laugh on us, man. So we'll see how we clap back on Wednesday. Let's get back to the Discord. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad.
CP, they said it's freezing. I don't know if you see it.
Yeah, we've been having technical difficulties.
We've been having video issues tonight. We'll bounce back. We'll bounce back on Wednesday, man.
But the audio is good, so we're just rocking.
Audio's rocking. Yeah. So right now, we're in podcast mode right now, so we'll just keep it going.
Yeah.
And let's get back to it. HD23, I'm going to you in the Discord. HD23.
I'm really disappointed, but at the same time, I'm hopeful. Because you have to look at it this way. On a night when Julius Randle wasn't at his best, we only lost by 2 points. Which is a bright spot. And I mean, yeah, definitely a lot of disappointment, of course. I think I've accepted it now that if we make adjustments, I think we can still win this series in six. But there's still so much bad, so much good. Elfrid Payton, I'm getting really annoyed with him. I mean, every time I watch, I'm like yelling at my TV to just take him out the game. Because he just lost it. He's not the Elfrid Payton that played in the beginning of the season when he had a couple bright spots. I'm down to maybe put Emmanuel Quickly, or maybe if you want, put Frank in. Give him a few minutes. Maybe he'll get it rolling. Because if anything, Frank will distribute the ball and get your shooters better shots. I mean, I know a couple times Reggie Bullock was a little off today, which is also another bright spot when you think about it. Because
exactly.
At night when Reggie Bullock wasn't good, the Knicks were still in it to win it. I'm going to be short. I'm going to be real quick. I'm a little worried about our center situation. Hopefully Noel's okay, but it's been a pleasure talking to you guys, and I hope we win game two. I'm nervous. These next 3 days are going to be long. Have a good night.
Appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate that. Yeah, you know, Bullock was off. Give credit to the Hawks, though. They were running them off the three-point line. He had a couple of looks that didn't drop, but overall wasn't a great effort by him.
Yeah, I co-sign with the caller 100%. That's what I'm saying. Look, to lose by 2 points and Reggie Bullock, who has not had nights like this where he was 0 for 5 from 3, still 3 for 9 from the field. I mentioned Julius Randle's stats numerous times. RJ Barrett was 1 for 6 from 3. Derrick Rose 1 for 4 from 3. Like, and for them to only win by 2, and I'm going to give the props to the Hawks. They played great. They did a great job. They made the shots where they need to make them when they were, you know, down in certain spots. But some of our key players weren't there tonight, didn't do what they had to do tonight. Defensively, I agree with what you guys were saying in the last point, but to lose by 2 points, it's frustrating, but to see, you know, how we fared and how it could have been, I like our chances, and like you said, CP, we got to make sure we close out this home court with a W and then go and split it in Atlanta. To be real, I'm a little worried. I see what they can do, but I feel good about this team. My confidence hasn't swayed a little bit at all.
No.
I think I'm frustrated for two reasons. One reason really is you work so hard to get home court advantage for this very reason, right? You want to go ahead and play in front of not only your home crowd, but it's a court you're used to. You defend home court. These are supposed to be games that are, quote unquote, easy. You're supposed to win these. And they say, you know, a series doesn't start until somebody loses at home. Well, this series has officially started because the Knicks did not take advantage of the whole point in having that number four spot in playoff seeding is home court advantage, right? But also, look, I said this from the beginning, and when I broke down this series before it even happened on SNY, I said a bunch of things needed to happen. But one of the things that I said is that you cannot play with the intention of trying to fight for certain calls. As you can see, Derrick Rose is getting mugged in the paint and did not get a single call until maybe late in the third quarter when it came to that situation in itself. You cannot get flustered by lack of calls. You cannot argue with the refs and try to plead your point. This is the New York Knicks. If you're not accustomed to the fact that the referees do not give a damn and don't give you the calls that you deserve, where have you been all season? And on the other side of that, if you're not going to be okay with the fact and be able to overcome the fact that the refs are going to give Atlanta these ridiculous asinine calls. I mean, there were some calls, I think it was like the last few seconds of the game, I want to say, or like the last few minutes, where Trae Young literally had the ball, he was dribbling with his left, I believe, switched it to his right, and I think it was Burks, or I want to say it was RJ, I'm not quite sure who, maybe like barely touched him on the arm that he already switched the ball to the opposite side, and they called that a foul, and it ended up being a shooting foul, and that kind of started the chain of events for the Atlanta Hawks to win this game. There are going to be suspect calls. There are going to be bad calls. There are going to be things that the New York Knicks do not get. You cannot let that rattle you, and you cannot let that frustrate you. That is going to be the case in any series that you play, but especially in a series with the New York Knicks involved.
So to Zito in the chat, sent a super chat. He says there's no reason we didn't run the offense through RJ down the stretch while Trae Young was guarding him. That's barbecue chicken in the paint. Yeah, I thought that was an opportunity missed there for sure. To get RJ going, even in the beginning of the game, because the Hawks, they went big on some of our matchups. You know, they had Hunter one-on-one with Julius. They had Collins basically guarding nobody because Peyton was useless in the beginning. But when Rose came in, they had Collins on Rose. And so RJ had an advantage there on Bogdanovich. I don't think Bogdanovich could check him. So I think RJ had advantages there. He certainly had advantages on the mismatches with Trae Young as well. So definitely want to see him be a bit more aggressive and have them go through him. You know, have them go through him. So let's see what happens on Wednesday.
Are Hawk fans infiltrating the system right now? What is going on?
Yeah, you know.
Chat bringing the smoke. You know, there's no Hawks.
Good fans. Lord.
All five of them are in the chat. We all right. We all right.
They're in the chat heavy. So it is what it is. Welcome all viewers. You know, it drives the algorithm, so it is.
Out of control. And Hawks fans, nobody's saying that the Knicks lost because of the refs. You guys got to relax, all six of you. Calm down.
That's the entire Hawks fan base right there.
You know what I mean?
They need to gloat tonight, so they got it.
Magic City's not open tonight? Go away.
Tomorrow's the night.
Oh, you would know.
right.
I used to live out there. Don't get me wrong. But also, you know, when Capella's out the game, there's a big opportunity there for the Knicks because Gallinari's food, there is no answer when it comes to defending the paint for the Hawks when Capella's out the game. That's a tremendous opportunity for the Knicks to attack the rim and do what they please, because I don't see, you know, any of these Hawks defenders really putting fear in us. And so I thought they did okay in that regard, but they got to look to exploit that. As soon as Capella gets out the game, you got to attack that paint because it's wide open. There's nothing stopping you from getting there and hopefully drawing some contact. So we'll definitely see what happens there.
And I feel like that was
go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that was something I felt like we were doing really well in that first half, but we went away from. Like RJ Barrett did a good job getting there a few times. Derrick Rose was making it look easy. Julius Randle would have one possession and then he never went back in the paint. I feel like that's something that I'm sure they'll see in the tape that they'll probably try to attack more on. Because once Clint Capella came out of the game, the paint just became open. So, yeah, I hope that's definitely something they take advantage of in game two.
Take advantage of that, man. Yep. CK, while I get to – I'm going to get to the call and shout out these Super Chats. Can you just pull up KnicksFanTV.com? I want to talk about the giveaway and the sponsors as well. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. I want to shout out Sports Live and the ATL. He says, I have a channel, have been for years. We are healthy now. Okay, so I guess he's a Hawks fan. Okay. All right, Paul Robinson, salute. He says, Quickly was the best point guard we played all night. He played only 21 minutes in a game where the other point guards weren't playing good D. Tibbs doesn't respect rookies. I don't agree with that. IQ definitely got their share. Rare Edition says, Styles win fights, power versus finesse. We will catch them with that power punch and strike fear in our opponent. Let's go. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Everybody throw hashtag PE in the chat. Chuck. ATL will be like home games, SCPCK. Trey Young will be surprised that we have to silence two Billings and want to play in OKC soon. Little man got to eat playoff floor. Yeah, can somebody knock this dude on his ass, man?
Please.
Somebody.
Golly.
I know this is you know, not the same NBA, but come on, man. We can get a little bit more physical with the kid. You know, I know that's possible, bro.
I completely agree. Sorry, I'm trying to get the site up. Hold on. I'm trying to get it up. Everything's all messed up. These technical difficulties messed us up tonight, man. Crazy.
Yeah. It's one of those nights. It's all good.
Yeah.
TJ, are you broadcasting from MSG? What's going on here?
Yeah. I'm on the roof. I'm outside, Ash. I'm on a roof. As you can see, I'm on a roof. So, nah, MSG was electric, man. It was definitely a vibe. It was, you know, good to be out there, vibe out with the people. You're so close to a win, man, but it just...
Thanks for answering my text, by the way. I asked you to get me a shirt. Didn't get it.
When?
You got it?
No. I didn't get your text.
Wow. Did you at least get me a copy of the Times?
Of course. I got that.
Thank you. At least I'll take that. That's at least, bare minimum.
That's a dub.
And I didn't even get the text, but I got the shirt. I got the newspaper.
I said no, because I had I was like, get me one of the shirts. Like, take one off somebody's chair.
they had them like the same way, like hanging off the table. So we good.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a joint for you. Don't worry, man.
Appreciate it. Okay.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, now we don't have to fight.
I didn't get the text, but no, I got that stuff, though, so we all did.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Someone said the Manscaped newspaper. Not that newspaper, guys.
No.
Not that one.
I got tied up, CP.
Leave home without it. Throw it in your bag, man. It's a little too bad. Go to manscaped.com and a promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Definitely salute to that. And make sure, game two. CK, the pop-up didn't pop up on your on when you opened up KnicksFanTV.com?
Not the first time. Let's see. Let me refresh. Let me refresh it. Because it normally does. Last time I came on, it did.
Okay.
I got you.
Let everybody know, man. If you go to KnicksFanTV.com for game two, I've teamed up with the guys at Forzano Law Firm to give away two tickets plus a $200 gift card to the NBA store. Two tickets to Wednesday's game. They're in the vaccinated section. You have to be vaccinated to get these tickets. You got to show proof of vaccination and your ID when you get to MSG. But it's two free tickets plus a $200 NBA store gift card. We're going to give that away Monday night at 10 p.m. And once again, that is sponsored by my guys at Forzano Law Firm. Knicks fans, if you've been injured in an auto accident, motorcycle, construction, slip and fall, nursing home abuse, or any type of personal injury situation, start the path to recovery and monetary compensation with the Forzano Law Firm. Call 718-372-1397. Tell them CP the Franchise sent you. Ask for Anthony. Ask for David. They'll take care of you. They offer free consultation. They also offer free representation until you get paid. If you don't get them by phone, you can visit them on the website, ForzanoLaw.com, and they have a 24-hour live assistant. The address is 271 Avenue U in Brooklyn, one block from the F train. So shout out Anthony and David, two diehard Knicks fans over at Forzano Law Firm. Make sure you guys give them a call for your personal injury attorney needs. And if you go to KnicksFanTV.com, as CK has it up there, it'll pop right up.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys sign up. We got a ton of entries. So, yeah, man, there's a lot of people that are trying to get in a building on Wednesday. So, looking forward to that. Okay, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Ari's in the building. Ari on the Discord. Ari, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, CP? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, God, man. It's been one of the worst weeks ever, and this was absolutely terrible.
TK and Ashley are here, too. Hi.
TK, what's up, man? Ashley, congrats on the New York Times. Unlike you, I don't spread hate and division. You know, I think we're all on the same team. So, you know, I think it's all about love and inclusivity. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
what?
I'm just saying.
I look Francis eggs.
Now I'm trying to extend. I mean, shout out Jalen Julius. You castigated Jalen Julius because he shouted me out, and you know I don't think you should be shout. I don't think you should be like telling people not to shout me out. I thought we're on the same team. You know what I mean? I didn't know
we were going back 5-10 shows
beef,
ago.
The beef will never end, bro.
all right, whatever. It's fine. But listen, real talk though, like. The reason why we lost this game is simple. Is their all-star showed up and ours didn't. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't hear the show because the Discord won't let me hear the show, so I don't know what you guys have been talking about. But, I mean, when your best player misses 17 shots, you know, it's going to be tough for you to win, you know? So, you know, and listen, he's allowed to have a bad game. It's fine. But, you know, everybody's calling this dude the King of New York. Ashley clowning on me saying I wanted to trade him for chopped cheese, even though when I wanted to trade him for 3 first-round picks. And I'm just saying, before we could crown this guy anything, before we extend him the max money, let's see what he does in the playoffs at least, right? And he's allowed a bad game. It's fine. But let's see how he responds in game two. That's the real reason why we lost. Like, yeah, you could stop the Trae Young pick and roll. Obviously, Tibbs is going to shut that down next game. They obviously couldn't do that down the stretch. That was, like, technically why we lost down the stretch. But you're not going to win games in the NBA playoffs if your best player misses 17 shots, and then he misses free throws, he turns the ball over, and then you're still starting Peyton for some reason, so you're spotting the other team 6 points. Like, you know, if Peyton didn't play, we probably would have won this game just off of the plus-minus because we only lost by, like, 2 points, right? So, you know, that's the real reason why we lost. But I also think, listen, man, I called in. I forgot when it was. Ashley wasn't here, but I was sipping during the day. It was like... The last episode or this episode before that, I was sipping heavy.
Yeah,
so I don't really remember much of it. But all I remember saying is that the two reasons why we're going to lose, why we could lose, is because we can't close games. And because we can't close games. And because we have no offensively, we have, like, no creativity. No creativity on offense. We go through stretches where we can't score the ball. Right, and listen, Tibbs is a great coach. He's coach of the year, in my opinion. But I still don't understand why this guy doesn't run plays for Emmanuel quickly. Like, I don't understand. Like, the guy is shooting 26-foot 3-point shots. He's driving to the lane, shooting off his right foot, floaters over Capella. He's clearly hot. There's no excuse for this guy to shoot one or two shots in a half, in the second half of the game. Like, they should be using quickly the same way that the Warriors use Steph. And I'm not saying he's Steph Curry, but I'm saying when your team has struggles to score the ball, why not have Emmanuel Quickly, who's a dead open shooter, run off-ball actions for this guy, have him go pin down screens, run around screens back and forth to put at least pressure on the defense. Like, that last play of the game, 0.9 seconds left, you're telling me with 0.9 seconds left in the NBA playoffs, your go-to play is to throw the ball to Randall on the elbow and have him do a fall-away jump shot? Like, it's ridiculous to me. There's no offensive creativity from him. There's no set plays down the stretch.
I can't stand Burks as an inbounder. Nothing good has ever happened Burks inbound. That's my guy. That's my man. I told my guy I was with that Burks is going to have a big game, and he did. But I can't stand him inbounding because it's almost a disaster. It's almost a five-second violation sometimes, and other times he's just not getting the ball in properly. So he almost airmailed Randall, and he didn't get a good shot off to end the game.
And that's on Tibbs because he's telling Burks to inbound the ball. And listen, if it wasn't for Alec Burks being like Kobe tonight, we would have lost by double digits, right? Like, you know, every single time down the stretch of games, right, every single time when it's like a 1 or 2 point game or it's tie game and there's like 15 seconds left, the Knicks never score, all right? And it's just like you know Emmanuel Quickly's hot. You know he's the best shooter on the team, right? If I'm Tibbs in 0.9 seconds, I'm trying to get Quickly an open look. And if it's not to Quickly, I'm trying to get something to the basket. You know what I mean? It's just like every single time down the stretch, it's the same stuff. It's Randall ISO. It's hoping that Alec Burks takes a fallaway jump shot over, like, pulls some Kobe stuff. And you're not going to win in the playoffs when every game comes down to the last 3 minutes in the playoffs, especially when you're a team like the Knicks. It's going to come how you close the game. And Tibbs doesn't even give him a chance because there's no creativity, man. It's just give the ball to Randall, give the ball to Alec Burks, or run Derrick Rose pick and roll, man. And when you have a weapon like Quickly, who's clearly the best shooter on the team, who's hitting crazy shots, you could tell he's hot tonight. They got it. He cannot shoot the ball two times a game, man, two times and a half. They need to let him shoot him more. So, you know, I think this is on Randall because he didn't show up. I think this is on Tibbs because his offensive creativity is non-existent. Very predictable deep offense to guard. And then, you know, like, it is what it is. The refs didn't do us favors, but you can't blame the refs, man. But at the end of the day, this is a learning experience to see how Julius Randle bounces back. He's allowed a bad game. But, you know, it's just something to look for. So, you know, I'm still confident. I still lost a lot of money this week. It's been a very bad week, all right? But I'm still confident, and hopefully they could, you know, turn it around. So thank you for the call.
Hang in there, bro. Hang in there. Man, Ari lost his shirt. Man, make sure you can pay rent this week, bro. I got enough Super Chats to cover you, man, but we appreciate the call, bro. I didn't feel like we didn't execute down the stretch. I thought we did well. Burks had a five-point sequence, one of which was assisted by Taj, who made a great play, as I believe it was Rose that was getting trapped. Taj runs into the middle, gets it. Rose gets it to him. Taj finds Burks in the corner. And another one where Burks made a play. I believe Randall found him. No, this Burks one was off of a Rose assist. He faked the three, stepped in, and knocked down a mid-range shot. I didn't think, you know, the offense was that stagnant down the stretch. You got to get a stop. And the guy that they got to get a stop on, they couldn't get a stop on him all night. That was the story of the game. You know?
100%. Yep. I love Ari's point. When he said it the first time, and I love it when he said it tonight, I completely am on board with Manny Quickly getting more shots. I think he's 100% there. But also at the same time, as great as Tom Thibodeau has been, we know one thing is for sure. He's never been known to be one to come up with great offensive plays. That's just not his MO. I don't know if that means that we bring someone on the coaching staff for the future to help with that part of it. But like you mentioned, CP, you know, Alec Burks keeps inbounding the ball. Like, it's bad almost every single time, but it keeps happening, especially in a moment like tonight where it was a key moment, the last moment of the game, and he's still the one inbounding the ball. To be honest, I would even be fine with over Payton checking in for that one moment to inbound the ball. I'll take that over it because it never works out, but it keeps happening. So I think that's one of the few things that needs to be improved when we go on to this offseason, stuff like that, future thoughts, but that's just not something Tom Thibodeau has done entirely strong. He's entirely his career coaching in the NBA. He's not an offensive minded dude, and maybe we need to bring somebody in to help out with that.
Yeah, man. We'll see how that goes down. Shout out to First Lady of Sports. Throws a super chat in there. She says everyone in the world knew Trey was getting that ball except Tibbs. Why have somebody guard the inbound pass? Double team Trey, make someone else beat you. Not a bad thought. Definitely. Hey, it's one game, man. It's one game. We will bounce back and get back to it on Wednesday, man.
It's just PTSD, man. Like, just scary. Yeah. It's just, you know, home court advantage, losing game one. Like, I don't know. I'm scared just a little bit, but I feel like we'll be all right.
And the Garden was electric, man. The Garden was electric. You know, they wanted that game. So, I think all the energy leading up to this game to lose it can feel deflating, but you just got to remember this is a 7-game series. You know, this is a 7-game series. So, you look for the split and you keep it pushing. Hey, I heard the Jazz is getting mopped right now.
Mopped. It's 110-106, but the Grizzlies are about to take one in Utah, which is huge. Well, no, it's now 110-107.
Okay, how much time is left?
30 seconds left on the clock. Okay, so 20. Okay, well, I guess yours is a little ahead of mine. No worries.
We got a closer game than people were leading on. So people in the chat was making it seem like Memphis was destroying.
Earlier on, it was the case. I think Grizzlies was up as much as like 13 points at one point.
Got it. We were trying to get the phones. I had the phones going for some reason. The phones are stuck. So we're just gonna stick to the Discord for tonight, and Wednesday we'll get the phones back up and going. Okay, couple more. Let's go Leo, and then we're gonna close with Angel and Papa Left. Leo, what's going on?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you? I just want to say, excuse my voice if it's sounding a little off. I was actually at the Garden tonight too, going crazy the whole time.
Okay.
Electric atmosphere. I agree. After that RJ dunk, oh man, yeah, that was one of the crazier in-person moments I've been at probably. And I just want to say, start off, I agree with what Ash said earlier about how we can't let these foul calls, either the missed calls or the foul baiting from Trae Young, we can't let it get us down right now. We got to hope that the team doesn't let it get them down, because going into the series, like, everybody knows when you're playing against Trae Young, that's his game, that's what he's going to do. And at this point of the year, the playoffs, I just feel like we can't be leaving it up to the refs. We can't be looking back after the game and saying, oh, they missed this call. You know, we could have had it if they didn't make this call, if they made that call. We got to recognize, like, knocking down our shots is what matters right now. You know, we got off to a little bit of a slow start. I think we knocked down a few more shots in the first quarter. You know, Randall has a better game. That's our game. You know what I mean? He had, what did he shoot, 5 for 23, something like that. So even an average game from Randall, and I think that's ours. Something else, I was thinking about how Portland played Jokic the other night, how they kind of let him get his points but took away his passing, took away his playmaking, which is really his best asset. And I think when we let Trae Young get past us on the perimeter, when he gets into the paint, he's hitting his floaters, he's drawing his fouls, he's tossing the lobs. They've got two great role men, Capella, Collins, dangerous lob threats. I think, as crazy as it is, like, we know he's a great shooter, he's got range, we got to let him get his points. Sorry if I'm going rapid fire here, everything on my mind after that game.
Yeah,
but I think if we die by Trae Young hitting a bunch of threes, that's better than letting him get a step on our guards into the paint, tossing lobs, getting floaters.
It's automatic.
Yeah, I mean, and you see how it is, because he gets past us. You know, one of the centers has to take a step up, has to try to cover it, and then he's got two easy lob men right there, Capella, Collins, that's all day. So, I mean, I'd rather have to – look, he hit 1-3 against us today? I don't know. I'd rather die by that than have him get to the paint where he has many more options. He can draw the foul, he can hit that floater, he can toss that lob. So, I mean, just my take. Not leave him wide open or anything like that, but maybe go under a few times, see how that works.
We could certainly try that, man.
Yeah. Otherwise, just a couple more things. I think rotation-wise, obviously trust in Tibbs, coach of the year, but it's a little weird seeing an 11-man rotation in the playoffs. Haven't seen 11 different guys get on the floor, and I think you know, the big thing there is Peyton. I mean, everybody's saying it, but, you know, I try not to hate on the guy. But, yeah, I mean, in a two-point game, you're looking back at that, like, what was he doing for us on the court? And I'd say almost any other guard on the roster I'd rather have starting. You know what I mean? Even if it be Frank, because he's playing hard defense. The other team has to respect his shooting ability more than they do for Peyton. I mean, that'll get you 2 points in a game, if nothing else. But
that's what I would do, bro. That's what I would do. Appreciate. Because you know, it's only 8 minutes. I appreciate the call. It's only 8 minutes, but I just feel like CK, bro. Let's just start off on a good foot.
That's what I want. That's all I want.
Let's just start off on a good foot.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, why not start off 5-on-5 instead of 5-on-4?
Yep.
Or 4-on-5, you know, rather. Why not start off on a good foot?
Start off with the handicap. I'm not a fan of it. I just also want to point out, and Hawkeye agreed in the chat. TM kind of heard it too. Leo, man. Why Leo sounded like Tibbs at the start of that joint, man? I thought Hawkeye was saying he sounded like Tibbs took a cough drop. And I was there listening to him. I'm like, hold on a second. He's there breaking down things. Don't blame the refs. So I was getting a little curious. I was like, hold on, Tibbs, you taking a few seconds to call on the show? We appreciate you, bro. But I don't know. It was a little suspicious there at the beginning. He sounded like Tom Thibodeau on the call. Talking about Coach of the Year. Yeah, we know. Okay. Congratulations, Leo. Leo. Like Nick Six out here. Knicks fan number six or whatever the Elfrid Payton's burner was. Okay, Leo.
Wow, big statement game from the Memphis Grizzlies, man. I tell you that much.
They coming in hot, Ash.
They just won. Big statement game.
Well, that's another thing. You know, Jazz have had a week off, just like the Knicks. You know, Memphis is coming in hot. They got momentum off of the win against the Dubs, which was a big win for them. So I don't think it's a statement on the series, but the Jazz has got to get it together. You know? Jazz has got to get it together. We did go 11 deep tonight.
Ari, he called it so depressing. And he, in all caps, I just won money off of Memphis. The man can't get out of it.
Yeah. Well, at least you got your rent money.
There you
Ari.
Go, bud. There you
he
go.
Needs to go to freaking Gamblers Anonymous or something. He's a sickness.
Let's hear from my guy. Let's go to Angel. Angel, what's going on?
You know, hey, listen, man. First thing first, y'all hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. I'm just more mad that we didn't play better. You know, to be honest, I still got the series going 7 games. You know, Atlanta's a great team, you know, and it's a lot that we could have did better. You know, first thing, and I'm hoping that Noel's injury isn't, like, too serious because, you know, we're definitely going to need him. You know, but to be honest, you know, besides Trae Young talking smack at the end of the game and Shaq, you know, look, Julius Randle didn't play well at all, and we lost by 2 points. So I know us Knicks fans, you know, we're hurting right now. We're mad. You know, we should have won this game. But listen, man, I didn't think we were going to win all our home games anyway, you know, because you just got to give credit to Atlanta. They're a good team. And, you know, I think we're going to win a game on their home floor as well. But obviously, this game, too, right here is a must win. You can't go down Atlantic's, you know, to Atlanta, you know, 0-2. That's dangerous. You're playing with fire right there. But before I get to my facts, you know, CP, I'm not going to lie. You had me rolling with that Forrest Gump gift, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. That thing had me crying, you know, with Ashley saying she wanted to go to a Knicks game. So, you know, I'm not going to say nothing because, you know, she ain't ready to, you know, go to a game yet with the GOAT scent. But I'm going to just leave that right there. But you know, now I'm going to go to the facts, right? For the love of God, Elfrid Payton, bro, can you give me anything? Even if you can't score, can you give me something? Here goes some facts. The last 6 games, this dude has had 3 games with 0 points and 3 games with 2 points. I mean, bro, what are you on the floor for if you can't give me anything? He's had a combined 13 assists in the last 8 games combined. He has 2 assists in 2 games. You feel me? And granted, he has 11 turnovers. Yeah, you know, so I need something besides what he's given me. If you know, even if it's 8 minutes, give those minutes to Frank. I mean, damn, like at least Frank can give me a 3-pointer. I mean, come on, bro. You know, you got to give me something. And, you know, listen, you know, Trae Young, he had 9 free throws in the fourth quarter. You know, we got to stop fouling him. Granted, we don't get a lot of fouls, but us Knicks fans, we've been dealing with this all year. We haven't been getting fouls all year. You know, and I thought that foul on RJ was terrible. But, you know, Trae Young's a superstar. He's going to get his calls. But, you know, at the end of the game, bro, I mean, I'm not going to let Trae Young beat me. I don't care if I would have double-teamed him as soon as he got that ball to make him pass the ball. If you beat me with Bogdanovich hitting a three or Hunter hitting a three, then so be it. You got to give up something. But it's like how I told y'all the last few times that I called. I've been watching a lot of Atlanta games, and all they were doing was pick and roll and rolling to the right every single time, and there was a floater. So we got to, you know, make some adjustments with that. But, bro, like, he was doing the same thing all game. Can you give me something? I mean, you know, it's frustrating, but it's only one game. It's a seven-game series, and we need to keep our heads up, man, because at the end of the day, I still think we're better than this team, and our superstar and Julius Randle ain't even have a good game yet. You know, and RJ, you know, I need you to be more aggressive. You know, I thought RJ had a great game. You know, obviously his three wasn't there, but, you know, keep going to the basket. You know, post up Trae Young more. Take advantage of that. You know, and, you know, Reggie Bullock, I need more from you. You know, you got to give me something in the first half. You know, we can't be having, you know, one or two halves where our point guard and our shooting guard doesn't give us any points at all. You know, so it's just one game at a time, y'all. And, you know, we're going to see what happens in game two. And as always, man, thanks for taking my call. And, Ashley, you know, salute to you for, you know, I saw you in the newspaper and everything, so I'm definitely proud of you. And keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing, Queen. And y'all have a good night, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling.
Did we know Pop got into the game? I saw he was having some issues with the Ticketmaster.
He did.
Yeah, tickets or something like that.
I was with him. What happened was StubHub messed a lot of people up, man. Even my guy J-Cal, who I went to the game with, because you need the on ticket
barcode?
You need the barcode. You need an animated barcode. And StubHub, they were only giving you the static image, so they weren't accepting it. They
so it was their own fault,
basically. So a lot of
because it wouldn't scan or something.
Yeah, it wouldn't scan. It wouldn't scan. Wow. So a lot of people had issues with StubHub today. It was a long line of people. Wow.
They ultimately let them in, or?
I would think so. The place was thick. It was thick in there. So I would think, you know, a lot of that stuff got remediated. So, yeah, there was a lot of issues with StubHub, man. So we'll see what happens in the A, because I know my tickets from Game 3 is from Vivid Seats. So I got to call. I'm going to call the ticket place tomorrow in Atlanta and just make sure everything is good. Make sure that we're in there heavy. Couple more Super Chats have come in. Tom Herrera says, was at the game and thought Bullock was the only one who defended Trae well. Rose was terrific on O, but got blown up on every screen they threw at him. Which takes us to William Ambler's point. He says, how would you guard the pick and roll? I might go under the screen and hedge with the bigs. Trae shoots 34% from three. I don't see him killing us off the dribble from three. It's going to be interesting to see what adjustments Tibbs makes, you know. Rose, that is the weakness there with Rose is that his defense isn't up to snuff, but we'll see what type of adjustments they make. Do they trap occasionally on the pick and roll? Do they duck under the pick and roll and so that they can cut off those drives, man? Because he was just getting into the paint, you know, with ease. Mm-hmm. And his floater game is on the money, man. I think he's leading the league in floaters. So we'll have to see what's going on. R. Johnson in the chat said, Al, underestimating Atlanta sports fan in playoff season. I'm just letting y'all know, man, stop it. Knicks fans are going to be in there heavy. It's going to be
MS. Whatever. Bye.
Every Knicks game in Atlanta is MSG South.
Every time.
Basically.
Nothing.
Ayub Matan says, Ja carrying a team. RJ needs to step up. So to Ayub. Smarty Jones in the Super Chat. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D sends the Super Chat. Says, playoffs, another beast. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Knicks Nation, it comes down to what team will outwill the other and beat them four times. I repeat, four. That's it, man. It's a seven-game series. And Robert Harry, appreciate the Super Chat. All right. So I think we got all the frustrations out. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. Appreciate everybody for going through it. Against all odds, technical difficulties aside, we'll get it back right on Wednesday. CK, I don't know. Did you run a speed test?
Yeah, I did everything. Internet, everything is good. CK, like fast. Oh, can you hear me? Uh-oh. Can you
CK,
not hear me?
CK?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, can you not hear me?
Ash, you can hear me, right?
Oh, there I am. Hello. My fault.
Yeah.
I guess I accidentally muted myself. What's up? I can hear you though. But yeah, I did everything. I did everything. I don't know what's going on. OBS is just tripping. I'm glad the audio came through, but everything should be running fine. As studies are how they normally are. I don't know, but like you said, we should be right by game two. We should be all right. So.
Yeah, because on my end, right? Everything on my I want to give away the whole setup, but everything on my end is running smoothly. Like, you know, I can see how okay.
Yeah.
The audio came in. The audio wasn't choppy, so I think my connection is okay. Maybe we try it. Maybe we try it from my end the next time. You know, I just wasn't confident with the highlights and everything that
will go through.
So let's see what happens. We'll try it that way.
I didn't do anything to Ari. I just suggested that perhaps he should go seek help for his addiction to gambling. I didn't do anything to him. I was just trying to be a friend. That's all.
And gambling's part of the game.
Oh, now just you're
expressing
friend.
Expressing my concerns.
Now
for his,
you're friend.
You know,
yeah.
Listen, Ari's $35,000 in the hole, okay? Like, he needs some serious help, okay? And now he's talking about, I'm going to go big on the Heat, I think. The man's 25 G's in the hole talking about he's going to go big on the Heat. He might need to slow his roll, okay? Everyone has their strong suits. I don't think betting is Ari's strong suit in life. Like,
yeah, we might have to switch it up, Ari. Shout out to Will. He says Julius. He sends a super chat to Julius. Seemed like he was in his own head tonight. Gotta make young Ernest trips to the line. We'll clean things up and be just fine. All right. With that being said, remember, people, game two. I'm giving away two tickets to game two, plus a $200 NBA store gift card. So we're giving away two tickets and enough money to make sure that you get yourself a fresh jersey, whatever you want, really. You do whatever you want with it. And that is courtesy of Knicks Fan TV and my guys at Forzano Law Firm. Once again, for all your personal injury needs, whether you've been in a car accident, motorcycle accident, construction accident, slip and fall, nursing home abuse, call my guys at Forzano Law Firm. They will start you on the path to recovery and monetary compensation. Call 718-872-1397. Tell them CP from Knicks Fan TV sent you. And they offer free consultation and free representation until you get paid. So tomorrow night, 10 p.m., join us back on Knicks Fan TV where we'll announce the winner live for the game two tickets, $200 gift card. And yeah, man, that's the story. CK asked, you guys want to sign out? Get up out of here. Let the people know where they can find you guys.
Yeah, man. I'm calling shenanigans. It's your boy CK. I'm calling shenanigans on what happened tonight on the technical difficulties. I'm blaming the refs. That's all it can be. It's referee's fault. That's all. That's all I'm going to go on. Referee and Trey Young's fault. That's what I'm blaming it on. But you know what it is. Your boy CK, 2K. Find me everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Find your boy there at CK2K. We'll be all right. Game two, be different. 3 days to recover. We'll be okay. We'll be all right.
As usual, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In With Ash Nicole. A bunch of cool things happening this week. I will keep you posted on that. And look, game one is over with. We put it in the back burner. We put it in the rearview mirror. We're moving on to game two. We're still at home. We're still in front of the home crowd. New York, we're still here, okay? Don't let this one manifest and sit in your mind. It's over, it's done with. We got this. I'm still calling it Knicks in six. And whoever don't like it, come see me about it.
Let's get it.
It's gonna smoke.
Let's get it.
All right, people, get out of here. I'll be on SNY with Ian Begley and the crew tomorrow at 3 p.m. And then back again tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, announcing the winner for game two. So keep it locked on Knicks Fan TV. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for rocking with us through the technical difficulties. We'll see you guys tomorrow and Wednesday.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.